Chelsea handler spreads fake news about Russia to attack treasonist Trump. By Justin Caruso on January 10, 2019. Failed talk show host and left-wing activist Chelsea Handler spread fake news about the Russia investigation and declared members of the Trump campaign treasonous. Yeah, Trump's campaign manager sharing polling data with Russian oligarchs. No collusion. I mean, can we be done with these treasonous idiots already? Chelsea Handler said. How fucking long is this going to go on? It's beyond stupid. This is not true. The New York Times corrected an article published this week that falsely accused Paul Manafort of sharing polling information with Russians. As Breitbart News' John Nolte wrote, a previous version of this article misidentified the people to whom Paul Manafort wanted a Russian associate to send polling data. A correction at the bottom of the front page bombshell now reads, Mr. Manafort wanted the data sent to two Ukrainian oligarchs, Serhiy Lyovochkin and Rinat Akhmetov, not Oleg Vidoripaska, a Russian oligarch close to the Kremlin. In other words, Manafort is not being accused of sending polling data to the Kremlin through an intermediary. He is accused of sending it to his former clients in Ukraine. In fact, per Post Correction Vogel, the worst Manafort is guilty of is using this polling data to puff himself up to these former clients in the hopes they would pay some of his old invoices, which has nothing to do with Donald Trump or Russia collusion. Handler's frequent anti-Trump outbursts are usually as fact-free as they are vitriolic. In September, she declared that the Republican Party is the white male party and is okay with rape. Republican Party equals white male party. They don't care about women and they don't care about the future. They care about the past where all white men are in power. Rape is fine. Keep minorities and women down. All white men, oh, and Ben Carson, the Netflix host said. The 43-year-old went all out for the midterm elections, posting a nude video of herself to encourage voting, and later attacking white women in Texas for not supporting Beto or Organov.